How to be engaging on social media, how to build relationships beyond our own virtual world, how to rebuild trust through an authentic online presence. Those questions were at the heart of a seminar on Wednesday at Rome's Pontifical Holy Cross University, focused on the theme Communicating in the Digital Culture. Organised by the British Embassy to the Holy See, the encounter featured presentations by two well-known speakers, Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro, editor of the Civiltà Cattolica Journal, and the former British ambassador to Lebanon, Tom Fletcher, now a professor of international relations at New York University. Philippa Hitchin went along to find out more.
Love them or hate them, social media sites are an important part of daily life for a large part of the global population. So much so that Father Spadaro insists it's no longer possible to talk about pastoral work without understanding what goes on in the digital world. Pope Francis's social media accounts are currently among the most influential of all world leaders, with over 33 million followers on Twitter and over 4 million on his more recent Instagram profile. This clearly offers huge opportunities to communicate the gospel of mercy to all peoples and cultures, as the Pope himself puts it. Yet Father Spadaro notes that it also raises new challenges about how we engage people effectively in this new digital environment.
Yes, there are many challenges in the digital environment, because the digital environment is a vital environment, so it's part of our daily life. Of course, there are specific challenges now. And of course, the first one is that we have to live in an environment where everything is an answer. So we should be very careful to understand how to spread the gospel in this environment. And the best way is not to consider the gospel itself as a book of answers, but a book of questions. The problem now is that we are losing the questions. And so if you search, browse internet using a search engine, you don't use to put questions anymore, you just put words. So how to use questions, how to put a question mark.
It's also very demanding for people who turn to faith maybe because they're looking for answers.
You're right, but the problem is that sometimes the church, as Pope Francis said, is answering to questions that no one is interested in. So the question is to give answer to real questions. And so we have to recover the ability to put questions and to discern which are the important questions for our life today.
A second challenge you talk about is this risk of being inside an echo chamber, a bubble where we only hear voices similar to our own.
The risk is very dangerous at this moment because the search engines and social networks filter contacts and answers and results of searches according to our previous researches. So in at the end, our world is shrinking. So we are caged in a kind of a filter bubble. And so we are always in touch with people who think like us. And we are surrounded by contents that are similar to us. So we have to break this bubble in being curious and putting good questions.
And thirdly, we're talking about the need to change our mentality from broadcasting or proclaiming the gospel to actually sharing in a much more personal, more intimate way.
We have to face a different understanding of communication. So communication now doesn't mean just broadcasting. That means sharing. And so each of us are involved in the communication. So if we post something in a social network like Facebook, for example, we doesn't just share a content, we communicate ourselves. We become witnesses of the contents we share. And this is very important. So we have to be very careful. And so the rule of the sharing of the gospel, of the contents of the gospel, he to create relationships. So if we don't leave relationships, we can't spread the gospel.
In the diplomatic world too, Professor Tom Fletcher believes that social media sites are the best tool we have for building trust to promote coexistence and cooperation between people.
So I'm a passionate advocate of the use of social media to make a better society. And we can all do that in our different ways. I think that this big dividing line of the 21st century is between people who believe in coexistence, across faith and community and race and nationality, and people who don't, the people who believe that the answer to the 21st century is just a bigger wall. And I think all of those on the side of the argument who are pushing for greater engagement, greater connection between people, should be using social media. It's the best tool we have. It's a superpower to do that.
Pope Francis clearly comes into that category of the bridge builder, the person who's trying to bring together rather than force divisions and fear between groups. How much difference does his presence make? He has an incredibly popular Instagram account, Twitter account, and so on. How much difference does this make, do you think, in the real world of politics and diplomacy?
Well, I think just as with diplomats, at a much smaller level, when people follow my account, they were looking for an authentic interaction with the individual behind the title. And I think that's what he does so well, is that he can then speak to society, to individuals, 3.2 million of them, probably many, many more, without all the barriers between, without the podium, without the lectern in between. And I think that's very powerful in the 21st century. People are looking for that more personal engagement.
You gave some rules, didn't you? Some guidelines, things that everybody should be aware of when they're using social media.
So I only really have three rules. One is that it's really important to be authentic, to be yourself, to be a person rather than a position, and people respond very well to that. The second one is to always try to be engaging. We don't want more, in my world of diplomacy, more of these platitudes about warm bilateral relations that just switch people off, actually. So finding ways to connect and be engaging and interesting, creating new interesting content that makes people lean forward. And the third one is to be purposeful. We're not there just to entertain. We should always be thinking about, why are we doing this? And as a diplomat, for me, that was about promoting my national interests, of course, but it was also about promoting coexistence, promoting collaboration and partnership between people rather than competition. And so I think anyone using social media should ask themselves, why? Why am I doing this? What is it for? And if they don't have an answer to that, they should go and reflect on it before they plunge in to this crazy anarchic world of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the rest.
But you're very much encouraging people to plunge in, aren't you?
Yes.
Despite the risk, despite the dangers that we hear about so often regarding social media and the virtual world.
Absolutely. I worry that if we leave this space to extremists, but also to those who are basically apathetic or cynical about the world, then there's a real risk of the next generation only hearing their voices. And, you know, I believe that we all have something to say in these debates, but that the coexisters, to come back to that idea again, need to speak up. The silent majority tend to be outshouted on social media. And I think it's a moment where we need to hear more from the coexisters.